Well, hello and welcome to the Informed Traveler Podcast, part of the Informed Traveler Radio Show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. It's a travel podcast where our goal is to help you become a more informed traveler. And I'm your host, Randy Sharman. Christmas is less than 2 weeks away now, so with that in mind, in a few minutes, we'll head to the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee to visit Dollywood and learn what a Smoky Mountain Christmas at Dollywood is all about. Plus, look ahead to 2022 to see what they have planned. And then we'll get some insight on visiting Iceland from the owner of a tour company that offers customized tours and local expertise called Friend in Iceland. But as I mentioned, with Christmas coming, let's start things out this week talking about travel-themed Christmas gift ideas. To help us out is travel writer and author Jody Robbins, who recently wrote a blog about not just travel Christmas gifts, but other gift ideas as well, called The Ultimate Holiday Gift Guide. And you can find it on her website, jodyrobbins.com. And Jody joins us now. Hi, Jody.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about your Ultimate Holiday Gift Guide. There's a lot of things listed in there. Some of them travel related, so we'll touch on those. Let's start with the one at the top here that looks really cool for camping and any kind of outdoorsy activity, I would think.
You're right. It's the Bee Outfitters Campo Utility Hammock and Poncho. I mean, they had me at hammock. Maybe you too, because who doesn't love a good hammock? But I actually ordered it for my daughter, and it's just so lightweight. And it's perfect for those people who have a lot in their camping kit. You can always use another tarp, another ground cover. But the fact that it converts into a hammock with just some carabiners and a tree strap, I mean, done.
Yeah, like the images you have here on your article, it shows where you can use it as a cover just to keep the sun off you if you're, lazing in a park. And if you just find two trees, you got yourself a hammock.
Yeah, and there's a zipper here, handy little rain poncho. I mean, it just really slims down your whole backpack.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the Sunshine Supercard, and I guess just gift cards in general. Just about every tour operator would have some sort of gift card, but let's talk about the Sunshine Supercard.
That Sunshine Supercard is the way to go. It's only on sale until December 31st, so you really want to get it. But fortunately, there's a ton of places you can pick it up around Alberta, from Sobeys to Safeway, Sport Check, and you can even get it on the Sunshine Village website as well. But it's only $99, and with it, you get your first, fourth, and seventh ski days for free. And a ski day costs that much anyway. So even if you go skiing one time, it pays for yourself. But the real bonus is that when you use it on those in-between days, you get 25% off. And then in March, when spring skiing comes in, sometimes you get up to 40% off. The discounts just keep coming and coming. So for me, that is a no-brainer. Always should go in the stocking. And if people are interested in staying up there, there's a really special deal happening right now at Sunshine Mountain Lodge. And that is truly the only ski-in, ski-out accommodation that we have in Banff National Park. And I believe it's if you book three nights there, you get the fourth one for free. With all these new travel restrictions coming up, vacationing, a nice ski family getaway might be what's on the roster for 2022.
Yeah, exactly. And it's called Sunshine Supercard, but you can use it at Marmot Basin and Revelstoke Mountain Resort, can't you?
That's right. That's right. You can use it at those other resorts, which is great because, I mean, those are some of the premier mountain, other, you know, besides what we have here in Banff National Park, those are some great ski hills to check out.
Let's talk about socks. These Pursuit hike socks.
Those are cool. I mean, there's a lot of socks out there, but I tried them, quite liked them because they're so lightweight, yet they do keep you warm. And then they have a hockey sock. So I had to buy that for my husband.
Of course.
Any sock that I think, you know, fits a certain demographic and that you can use for multiple activities is a win for me.
Exactly. And then there's this cool Lego map. Who doesn't like Lego, right?
I know. What's so great, this Lego art world map, and I think it's so interesting that they put art in the title because it really does look like a work of art because you can just reimagine it so many different ways. You, of course, do the whole puzzle. Sorry, not puzzle, Lego set. And then you've got they have these custom brick-built pins that you can place as, you know, I've been here, I've been there, or destinations you want to go. You can just totally personalize your masterpiece. And it's just a really fun thing to do over the holidays with your family. Yeah. And, you know, as a bonus, you know, you can use it as a focal point in your house afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Just don't step on the pieces because that hurts.
Exactly.
Lots of ultimate holiday gift guide ideas. ideas from Jody Robbins. You can find it on her website, The Ultimate Holiday Gift Guide, at jodyrobbins.com. It's Jody with a Y and two B's, I-N-S. Always fun to chat. Merry Christmas, Jody.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, with Christmas less than 2 weeks away now, the folks at Dollywood near Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, are all decked out for their Smoky Mountain Christmas celebrations. So to give us some insight on what it's like to experience a Smoky Mountain Christmas and other things to enjoy in the coming year at Dollywood is Wes Ramey. He's the public relations director for Dollywood. The website is dollywood.com. Hi, Wes.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How long has Dollywood been open now?
Well, you know, the park opened as Dollywood in 1986, and we've been going on for more than 30 years. And, you know, the influence of Dolly is very strong here and something that folks love to come and just see everything that she's going on. But beyond that, you know, we've just opened a few weeks ago for our Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival, which has been voted for 13 years as the best theme park Christmas event of any theme park in the world. And as soon as you come through the gates, you understand why it is so well held within the industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just have to look at your website and you get excited and wish you were there, yeah. Dollywood.com. Let's just do some basics, though. Where are you located?
We are in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, so we are right at the doorstep, basically, of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, which a lot of people don't know, but that is the number one national park in terms of tourist traffic in the United States. So something we're very proud of to be able to have that here at our front door, basically, is that park. And just to be able to welcome so many people to the area every single year to take advantage of all the great attractions and the beauty of the national park is just something really special.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the Smoky Mountain Christmas. What's it like to experience it? I know that's a loaded question.
Well, it really is. And there's something, I know it sounds cliche, but it really is something that every member of the family can enjoy. We, as I said, we have 5 million Christmas lights. So the second that you walk through the gates, you immediately see these lights, and our teams do an amazing job. They actually start hanging them in June. And the team ramps up in size as we get closer to the festival. But it really is something special and something they take a lot of heart in, making sure those decorations are perfect for guests, because they always say that the thing they do it for is to see the looks, especially on the kids, as they see these, you know, amazing and very elaborate displays of lights, and the look on their faces is just awestruck.
Mm-hmm. And the entertainment must be amazing. I mean, with Dolly's name attached to it, you got to know that the shows and the entertainment's got to be something else.
Yes. Well, I mean, you couldn't have said it any better. You know, when Dolly's name is on something, you know it's going to be great. And with entertainment being, I mean, that's her thing. And when you come to the park, amazing shows this time of year. We've got 9 shows on different stages, indoor and outdoor stages throughout the park for our Christmas festival. But really, throughout the entire season, our entertainment is something that we're known for. We've won numerous awards for our entertainment offerings at the park, because it is something, as you said, you know, we're known for it because of Dolly, but it is great quality entertainment. And, you know, with this festival in particular, our Smoky Mountain Christmas Festival, it's something that our guests have made a tradition, and they'll come to see these shows because it's something they've done for years, and it really does get them into the spirit. Our headline show during this festival is called Christmas in the Smokies, appropriately, and it started with the festival when it began in 1990. So there are generations of, you know, people who have sat in the seats of the show, have actually performed in the show after watching it as a kid, and now are, you know, in different stages now, bringing their kids and their families to come and experience it. So it's one of those things that really is something special for so many folks, and one of the things we are known for this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. So how does it work as far as tickets? And we're going to get into you know staying at the resort there. Does that include passes and everything to Smoky Mountain Christmas?
Yeah, so all of our tickets, so if you go to our website, dollywood.com, you find all of our ticket options there. But yes, everything when you come to Dollywood, all of the shows, all of the entertainment is included within your admission ticket. So throughout the year, we'll have performances by a lot of visiting artists we'll bring in throughout the year as well. All of those performances are included. So when you purchase your ticket, you know, there are no other tickets you need to purchase to be able to see any of the shows, ride the rides, or any of that. It's all included.
Nice. And of course, yeah. So once Christmas is over, you got 2022 ahead. There's all kinds of things going on. I'm curious about the weather, though. You're in the Smoky Mountains, so do you have snow?
Yeah, so we do have snow, but typically our snow comes in January and February. So those are the months that we are closed. Our park operating teams every year do a lot of projects while we're closed just for the guest experience to make sure that we're keeping things fresh, everything looks great, and things that we find during the year that our guests tell us, hey, you know, this would be a good idea for you to do this construction project. We'll take a lot of that feedback and put that in place during the off season and get everything ready for when we open in March. So when we do open in March, you know, it's spring. The temperatures can be a little cooler, but typically during the day, they're very, very comfortable days. And like you said, 2022 is a packed calendar for us. We've got all of our typical festivals. All of those festivals will have new and exciting elements going into the year. So it's going to be a great time to come down and visit no matter what time of year you come.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing about the Smokies that we try to bring into the park is that no matter what time of year you come, it's going to have a completely different experience and feel than the previous season. So if you're here in the spring, the Smokies are alive with, you know, blooming. In the summer, you know, everything is green and beautiful. In the fall, obviously, the leaves are changing. And then at Christmas time, you get all the great Christmas lights and everything that go with the experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to tell me about the water park. When the weather gets nice, I imagine that is a popular place.
Yes, it is. So Dollywood Splash Country is known, you know, around the world as one of the most beautiful water parks that you'll find. So, and you know, a lot of water parks are just flat concrete with tall metal structures for the slides. And when we built this park, we were very purposeful in going in and taking advantage of the natural landscape and all of the topography of the area. So it's built back into a natural hollow, and all of the slides and everything are kind of built into the hillsides. Same thing with Dollywood, in fact. It's built into a natural hollow, and everything kind of goes along with that terrain. We take a lot of care to make sure that we take advantage of the environment in a way that brings out the beauty of the Smokies that we're in, and make sure that when you're in the park, you really are experiencing just the fun of being here in the Smokies.
If you wanted to experience everything, how many days would you have to stay or visit?
Well, you know, if you've never been and you're wanting to take it all in, it really is a multi-day experience. So Dollywood alone, if you want to see the shows, you want to do the great shopping. We haven't even mentioned that. Mm-hmm. My wife loves to come and shop. There are great stores here. She compares to Pottery Barn and places like that. So when she comes, I have to watch my credit card. But you come in, you can see all the great crafters. We have a number of craftsmen who do the same crafts by hand as they were done in the 1800s and the early 1900s. So that's very interesting and fun to watch. So if you want to do all of that, that's a day alone. Then you need to make sure you take in all the great food options. We're known for how great our food is here. We've won a number of awards for the quality of our food products. And then, of course, all the great rides. So if you want to fully do the Dollywood experience, I think at least a minimum of 2 days to be able to experience it all. But then when you're talking the water park, our dinner shows that are in town, you're looking at, we can take care of almost a full week, it feels like, here at the parks.
And that's why it's good you have a resort right on property. That's the Dreammore Resort. So tell us a bit about that.
Exactly. So the Dreammore Resort and Spa was opened in 2015, and it is a property that we are very proud of. And it's something that Dolly had always wanted to include here with the parks, was a place where families, after they've had fun all day at the park, they can come, stay with us, relax, recharge, just have an opportunity to come together as a family, make those memories. That's what we're trying to do at all the properties. But to be able to allow folks to stay with us gives them that opportunity to, you know, the convenience of being able to go back and forth through the included transportation to the parks and just relax and enjoy their time and not have to think about, you know, planning ahead. It's all, you know, kind of done there. And that's something that, again, has elevated us even further as a destination experience, and something that we hope a lot of folks will do is put us into their consideration set when they're looking for, hey, where are we going to go on vacation this year? We feel like we're a great opportunity because we do have that resort experience, and you can stay and make that a seamless experience.
Mm-hmm. How much is Dolly herself involved in the park now?
Very much so. She's always kind of guiding what we're doing. She has input. We take everything that she's giving us, you know, stories of growing up in the Smokies. We're able to take those and provide those for starting points for a lot of the projects that we work on. But she, you know, even from the beginning, her goal is to bring folks here to the Smokies so they can experience the beauty of the Smokies. And she also wants to give the folks here employment opportunities. So that's something that we've been able to pull off with the company here, and it's something that she had the vision for many years ago. And she's very much involved in our entertainment. I mean, as you said, it's Dolly Parton's theme park. You know the entertainment's going to be great. So she has a hand in that and kind of guiding, you know, a lot of the things we do. We look to her spirit and her giving nature into everything that we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like it'd be such a fun experience. It is Dollywood in the heart of the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee.
That's right.
And Wes Ramey is the public relations director for Dollywood. Again, lots of info on their website, dollywood.com. It was fun chatting with you, Wes. Merry Christmas.
I appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you. And hopefully we'll see some folks come down and see us soon.
If Iceland is on your list of destinations to visit in 2022, there's a tour company that offers personalized service and customized tours. It's called Friend in Iceland, and the owner of Friend in Iceland is Gunnar Sigurdsson. The website is friend.is, and Gunnar joins us now to tell us more about Friend in Iceland. Hi, Gunnar.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Tell me how Friend in Iceland began.
Well, as you probably know, we had a big financial crash here in 2008. So there was a lot of, you know, difficulties because I'm a trained theater director and I've been working in documentary and films here in Iceland before 2010. And after 2008, there was not so much to do. I had to find something else. So I saw some opportunity in doing some different or semi-different, you know, travels for tourists here in Iceland with a local touch and personal approach.
Nice.
So I decided to make this company, and also as I had a lot of experience from introducing Iceland in a lot of countries through my theater group. We worked for that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And also I've done a lot of scouting for film companies and news groups and all kinds of that. So I decided to aim for this because we became famous in these years, not only for being one of the fifth biggest bankruptcy in the world, also we had a volcanic eruption in 2010 in a mountain called Eyjafjallajökull.
Well, yeah, Iceland was certainly in the news, but I am looking at your website, friend.is. You do offer a number of different tours. Maybe just touch on what makes you different from other tour operators.
Well, we focus mainly on private tours. So we have like what we call a luxury with a local touch. We have day tours and multi-day tours for groups and individuals. And we have examples tour on our website that people can look at, like from 2 days, 3 days, or 1 day tours or whatever. But we usually organize multi-day tours for groups, individuals, and sometimes we just, you know, if we are driving around the a ring road around Iceland, sometimes we just pop off the ring road and head into the mountains if the weather is good, and we do a different little local things, and we find local places less known tourist attractions, and we try to be a little bit, you know, more personal, and we take our job very seriously. So, yeah, it makes us a little bit different, but mainly you will find a very good travel industry in Iceland. It's a very nice. Most of the companies are very good.
Well, I am looking at, I'm going to assume this is one of your more popular ones, especially for someone who, like myself, hasn't been to Iceland. 8-day tour around Iceland, you get a really good overview of what the country's like.
Yeah, you will see the most of the tourist spots around what they call the Ring Road of Iceland, include also a peninsula called Snæfellsnes, which is a very popular place. And then you have a lot of different and local lesser-known places that we will visit also on the time. And also what I'm saying to you, if we are driving around Iceland, we sometimes take a detour into the highlands, depending on the weather and the mood of the people. And if they want to do something different, we just do it. And we are not very stuck on itinerary.
How many people are usually in a, you say private tour, but would that be, like, how many people would be an average tour?
Well, it's from, actually, it's from one person up to about 15, 16 people in a group. Mm-hmm. We don't go much higher than that, usually. It's, unless it's some kind of a, you know, a union or a company that needs more attention or maybe doing gala evenings and stuff and everything like that. So mainly we focus on smaller groups and personal touch. And we follow, you know, we will follow you around from the day one that you write us the email. I will follow you around.
Nice.
Everywhere you go in Iceland.
Kind of holding my hand. I noticed on your website, again, it's friend.is, the 8-day tour, I'm going to use as an example. It says easy. So I think, myself included, some people might have the misconception that you have to be an outdoorsy type of person to enjoy Iceland. That's not the case, is it?
No. It's not even, it's even better to be not an outdoor person. But still, it's very easy, you know, because we have, you know, relatively nice, we base this on being on a nice tour, relaxing, and also a lot of adventure at the same time. And if you don't want to take the adventure, you just leave it. You just wait around and do something else, or the other people do it, or whatever.
Yeah.
Depends on what you want to do. And we can also add into this all kinds of other activities, like helicopters, snowmobiles, or ATVs, or whatever people want to do on those tours.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying, even though we have an itinerary on the website, we have information about the itinerary and everything, we have, you know, it listed up like a proper 8-day tour, we will divert from that and do something if people want to do it. Because we have a saying in Iceland, in my company, which is your tour, your way with a little help from a friend.
I like that. So what's included in a typical tour? Let's use the 8-day tour around Iceland for an example.
Well, that depends on what people want to have included that. Usually we take care of hotels and accommodation for people and the car and the driver. And then we usually we don't have included like meals because people just want to try very different things on the route, and we have a lot of options, and we have a lot of good restaurants in Iceland, and a lot of very, very, you know, unique, authentic places. So we give people options to go there and stop there, and but mainly it's just the actual accommodation, and the guide and the bus and all that's included. And we don't. We are not into flight tickets or anything like that, but we take care of people from the day they land until the day they leave.
This tour, like many of your tours, are run all year round. Is there a particular time of year? I guess it depends on what you're looking for to do to visit Iceland.
It's actually, you know, during this time of year, let's say if you look at this time of year, you can expect all kinds of weather, but you can actually do that every time in Iceland, you know. We actually don't have a weather in Iceland. We only have a samples of weather, you know. So you can have a storm and snow during the day and also a little bit of a sunshine. But mainly, it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for the northern lights, snow and all that stuff, of course, the winter time is good. But then it depends on when you come in the winter time. You have a very short time of daylight during like December, January, February. But then you have a 24-hour daylight during June, July, August. And but I, my favorite time, if I can take it from my end, which I have had most fun with my customers, is in June or September. That's, you know, because then you are just before the peak time and just after the peak time in Iceland. So you have a lot of, you know, options and stuff to do. And also you have a mild weather, and but you can still expect all kinds of weather.
Well, most Canadians are probably familiar with the weather in Iceland because it's very similar here. What do I need to know if I'm planning a trip to Iceland? Give me some tips, basic things.
Regarding the weather, you just have to do whatever you do in Canada. You just dress warm. And expect, you know, as I told you before, you know, all kinds of weather. Our currency, which is krona, it's an absolutely useless currency. Don't change a lot of money into krona. We take cards everywhere, and we have a very good, you know, service everywhere. We have good restaurants. You're going to be surprised. You don't have to, you know, do any specific arrangement before you come. Just, you know, just take yourself and your good mood, and you're going to be good.
Well, it's Friend in Iceland. The website is friend.is. It looks like a fabulous way to tour Iceland, especially for someone like myself. That eight-day expedition around Iceland looks really, really fun. Gunnar Sigurdsson is the owner-operator of Friend in Iceland. Again, the website is friend.is. It was really fun chatting with you, Gunnar. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Thank you also.
And that is this week's Informed Traveler podcast. Remember, this is the podcast version of the Informed Traveler radio show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. You can find more information on the show at our website, theinformedtraveler.org. So thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, let us know, leave a review, tell a friend, or you can drop me a line. My email is randy@theinformedtraveler.org. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/informedtraveler or follow me on Twitter at informedtraveler.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.